Track 3.33. Tim.
I went to buy a new pair of jeans the other day. I was the only customer in the shop, and there were two shop assistants. They were chatting about what they did at the weekend. And when I asked for assistance, they just carried on talking. It was so rude. All I wanted to know was the price of some jeans. In the end, I decided to just leave the shop. I don't think they even noticed I was there. I felt like writing an email to the shop manager to complain. But then I forgot to.
Vicky.
One thing that I think is rude is when shops or companies don't reply when someone makes a complaint. I remember once I bought an MP3 player online. It took ages to arrive, like about a month. So I wrote an email to complain, but I didn't hear anything from them. I mean, is it too hard just to send an email saying sorry? If I were the manager of a company, I'd make sure I replied to every customer. I know it's not easy to run a business, but if you want to keep your customers happy, you should answer their emails. Well, I won't use that company again. I'll go to a local shop instead.
Rebecca.
Look, if I invited you to my party, you'd let me know if you could come or not, wouldn't you? You'd think so. But last month I had a party and invited about 40 people, and about half of them didn't say if they were coming or not. Most of them didn't come in the end, and in my invitation, I did ask them to let me know. I think that kind of behaviour is incredibly rude, don't you? I mean, I needed to know how many people were coming, so I had enough food and drink. But then I made too much food and it was embarrassing. All they needed to do was send a text or email, which is not very difficult. There are some people I invited to that party who I'll never get in touch with again.